Handbook of Doctrine. This handbook provides biblical support for some of the doctrines that are often denied by false religions. The handbook is not designed to include all Christian doctrines, and not all important doctrines are covered here. 1. The Bible is sufficient for doctrine. Why it matters. Some religions that claim to be Christian depend on new revelation for their most important doctrines. They claim that the Bible does not contain everything that is essential for doctrine, but the Bible claims that its message is sufficient, so that if a person follows it completely, he is saved. Scriptural proof. But it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one dot of the law to become void. Luke 16:17. This mark, written above certain Hebrew letters, had no meaning and was just decorative. The point of this verse is that God's word is preserved. You have been born again through the living and abiding word of God. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And this word is the good news that was preached to you. 1 Peter 1:23-25. God's word will never fail, and it presents the gospel. Therefore, the gospel will not be found in doctrines that are outside of Scripture or contrary to Scripture. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Mark 13:31. Jesus said that his words would not be lost. From childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation. 2 Timothy 3:15. All Scripture is breathed out by God, that the man of God may be complete. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. There is enough in the Bible to make a person exactly what God wants him to be. 2. There is only one God. Why it matters. As Creator and Father, God deserves worship. He requires us to give him loyalty that is not divided with any other being. He says that he is a jealous God. Exodus 34:14, Deuteronomy 4:24, Deuteronomy 5:9, Deuteronomy 6:15. God is angry when others are given the worship that only he deserves. Deuteronomy 32:16-21. When a religion teaches that there is more than one God, or that man can become a God, the result is to take from God some of the glory that belongs only to him. Scriptural proof. Before me no God was formed, nor shall there be any after me. Isaiah 43:10. I am the first and I am the last, besides me there is no God. Isaiah 44:6. Is there a God besides me? There is no rock, I know not any. Isaiah 44:8. See also Isaiah 45:5-6, 14:21-22, and Isaiah 46:9, for proof that there is no other God. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Psalm 19:1. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? Psalm 8:3-4. God is not just the God of this earth, but the God and creator of the universe. 3. God the Father is not a man. Why it matters. The reason some religions say that God is a man is to exalt man to be comparable to God. This takes away from the glory of God. See the verses about the jealousy of God under "There is only one God above." Scriptural proof. God is not a man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should change his mind. Numbers 23:19. I am God and not a man. Hosea 11:9. Claiming to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man. Romans 1:22-23. To make God like an image of man is idolatry. And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." Matthew 16:17. The Father is not flesh and blood according to Jesus' statement. God is spirit, John 4:24. For God has never changed. Why it matters. False religions have different reasons for saying that God can change. They may want to say he was a man like us, which exalts man to the level of God. They may want to say that there are both good and evil in God, or that God can make mistakes. Scriptural proof. I, the Lord, do not change. Malachi 3:6. From everlasting to everlasting you are God. Psalm 90 verse 2. The Father of lights with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. James 1:17. 5. Jesus is God. Why it matters. 1. Because Jesus is God, his sacrificial death is of infinite value, enough for forgiveness of the sins of the world. 2. Because he is God, he has the power to save us. He is the way, the truth, and the life. 3. Because he is God, we should worship him as we worship the Father. If a religion says that Jesus was created by God, or that he was a man and not God, they take from him the worship he deserves. They also believe a different gospel instead of putting their faith completely in Jesus for salvation. Scriptural proof. I and the Father are one, John 10:30. Before Abraham was, I am, John 8:58. The Father has given all judgment to the Son, that all may honour the Son, just as they honour the Father. John 5:22-23. Jesus created all things, and everything belongs to him. Colossians 1:16. Jesus is the complete image of God, and maintains the universe by his own power. Hebrews 1:3. Jesus is the first and the last, a title that God claims for himself. Revelation 1:8 and 13, 17, Isaiah 44:6. Other references where Jesus is called God, John 1:1 and 14, Acts 20:28, Titus 2:13, Isaiah 9:6, 1 Timothy 3:16, and John 14:9. Verses that show that Jesus has the attributes of God, Matthew 18:20, Matthew 28:20, Philippians 3:21, Hebrews 13:8, John 2:24-25, and Micah 5:2. Verses that show that Jesus is worshipped just as the Father is worshipped, Hebrews 1:6, 1 Corinthians 1:2, Philippians 2:9 11, like Isaiah 45:22 23, Revelation 1:6, Revelation 5:12 13, and John 17:5, see Isaiah 42:8, Isaiah 48:11. 6. Jesus rose bodily from the dead. Why it matters. From the first days of the church, the resurrection was a necessary part of the gospel. The apostles preached that it proved that Jesus is the Son of God and Saviour of the world. His resurrection proves that his gospel can save and give us eternal life. Scriptural proof. Jesus predicted his own physical resurrection. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. He was speaking about the temple of his body. John 2:19 21. Jesus said to his disciples after his resurrection, "See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me, and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." Luke 24:39. Jesus said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." John 20:27. 1 Corinthians 15, 20-23, tells us that Jesus was raised the same way the Christians will be raised. The entire chapter shows the necessity of the physical resurrection of Christ for Christianity. If Christ was not raised, then we have no hope of being raised, and our gospel is therefore vain, 15:17. If Christ is not raised, then we will not be raised, and we are miserable without an eternal hope, 15:19. The apostles preached the resurrection as an essential part of the gospel, Acts 2:31-32, Acts 3:15, Acts 4:10, Acts 10:40-41, Acts 13:30-37, Acts 17:31, and Acts 26:8 and 23. 7. The Holy Spirit is God. Why it matters. A religion that denies the deity of the Holy Spirit usually denies the Trinity and the deity of Christ. A person who does not believe that the Holy Spirit is God will not worship him and give him the reverence he deserves. Scriptural proof. The Holy Spirit is called God, Acts 5:4 and 2 Corinthians 3:17. The Holy Spirit has the knowledge that only God has. He understands God completely, 1 Corinthians 2:10-11, and he prophesied in ancient times, 1 Peter 1:10-11, 2 Peter 1:21. The Holy Spirit is present everywhere, Psalm 139:7. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Christ and is present with every believer, Romans 8:9. The Holy Spirit does what only God could do, Luke 24:49, John 16:8-11, Ephesians 3:16, Galatians 5:22-23. The Holy Spirit can be blasphemed, Luke 12:10. 8. God is a Trinity. Why it matters. People who deny the Trinity usually deny that Jesus and the Holy Spirit are God and do not worship them. The worst mistake a person can make is to either worship someone who is not God or fail to worship someone who is God. A religion that denies that Jesus is God will develop a new gospel. Scriptural proof. The doctrine of the Trinity comes from three facts. 1. The Bible says that there is only one God. 2. The Bible speaks of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit as God. 3. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are distinct from one another and interact with each other as persons. For scriptural evidence of the first two facts, see the sections in this handbook entitled There is Only One God, Jesus is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. For evidence that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit interact with each other and with believers as persons, see John chapters 14 to 16. In John 14, see verses 10 to 13, 16, 21, 23, 24, 26, 28, and 31. In John 15, see verses 1 through 2, 9, 10, 15, 23 to 24, and 26. In John 16, see verses 7, 10, 13 to 16, 26 to 28, and 32. 9. Salvation is only by the atonement of Christ. Why it matters. False religions give the wrong directions for a person to seek the mercy of God. There is only one way to be saved. Scriptural proof. There is no other name under heaven given by which we must be saved. Acts 4:12. The blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. Ephesians 2:8. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1. All who believe are justified by his grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Romans 3:22 and 24. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. Romans 5:9. The free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 6:23. 10. Only God should be worshipped. Why it matters. If a person worships something other than God, he is the enemy of God and under the power of Satan. It is not possible to worship God properly and also worship anyone else. It is wrong to worship human leaders, saints or Mary. It is wrong to pray to spirits and to obey them. Scriptural proof. God told his people to bow to no image of anything. Exodus 20, 4-5. Therefore, we know it is wrong to worship any object. Satan tempted Jesus to bow to him, but Jesus said that it is written that we should worship and serve only God, Matthew 4:10. Therefore, we know it is wrong to worship Satan. Apostle Paul said that to worship devils is to provoke God to anger and jealousy, 1 Corinthians 10:20-22. Therefore, we know it is wrong to worship spirits that are against God. Apostle Paul said that people are deceived who worship angels, Colossians 2:18. Therefore, we know it is wrong to worship angels. Apostle Peter told Cornelius not to worship him because he was also a man, Acts 10:25-26. Therefore we know it is wrong to worship a human being. 11. We receive salvation by faith. Why it matters. Because salvation is completely provided by the atonement of Christ, people cannot do anything to earn their salvation, even partially. No human organization can keep salvation from a person by setting other requirements. Scriptural proof. By works of the law, no human being will be justified. Romans 3:20. One is justified by faith apart from works of the law. Romans 3:28. That is why it depends on faith in order that the promise may rest on grace. Romans 4:16. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1. Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Acts 2:21. For by grace you have been saved through faith. It is the gift of God, not a result of works. Ephesians 2:8-9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. If anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accursed. Galatians 1:9. 12. We can have personal assurance of salvation. Why it matters. Because salvation is the free gift of God, received by faith, a person can know that he is saved. If a person confesses his sins to God and believes God's promise to forgive on the basis of Christ's atonement, that person can believe that he is saved. God also gives the witness of his Spirit that we are saved. False religions usually keep people in fear. Scriptural proof. I write these things to you, that you may know that you have eternal life. 1 John 5:13. We may have confidence for the day of judgment. 1 John 4:17. You have received the Spirit of adoption as sons by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Romans 8:15-16. 13. The unsaved will suffer eternal punishment. Why it matters. If a religion denies the reality of eternal punishment, it lowers the significance of human choices and lowers respect for the law of God. Jesus spoke about hell many times, showing the importance of the doctrine. Scriptural proof. Jesus told about a rich man who was in the fires of hell after death. Luke 16:24. The smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever, and they have no rest, day or night. Revelation 14:11. Undergoing a punishment of eternal fire. Jude 7. Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire. Matthew 25:41. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Matthew 25:46.